This is the September 2020 Sector Insights monthly recap from Market Desk Research. The Sector Insights report is our go-to report that highlights our sector investment process, with monthly analysis of all 11 sectors and their underlying industries. This month's title, Defensively Positioned Portfolio, Upgrade Consumer Staples to Neutral, Downgrade Energy to Underweight. Here's the main points. The market is on a sugar high right now. Federal Reserve stimulus and low interest rates continue to send equity valuations higher. The S&P 500 reached an all-time high in August, and Apple made history by being the first company to surpass the $2 trillion market cap milestone. Tech claimed the top August 2020 performance spot after a middle-of-the-pack July 2020 performance. Tech's doubters continue to call for mean reversion, but Fed stimulus measures and the sector's higher relative earnings power, figure 64, are simply too much to overcome. Consumer discretionary followed close behind tech as Amazon continues to dominate online retail and the e-commerce trend moves into hyperdrive. As the market heads into the fall, market pressures continue to build. The S&P 500 is bumping up against all-time highs. Valuations are being distorted, especially tech and consumer discretionary, and investors are pulling forward equity returns. The 2020 presidential election occurs the first week of November 2020, and both political bases are digging in their heels. The debate over the U.S. postal system, which is generally a sleepy government bureaucracy, is an indicator of how contentious the election could become. In the corporate world, companies continue to announce more layoffs and furloughs. Enhanced unemployment benefits expired at the end of July 2020, which could weaken consumer spending during the fall. From a public health perspective, there is a risk the vaccine development timeline will stretch into 2021. There are simply too many risks forming, and we prefer to transition to a lower beta portfolio. However, we do not want to sacrifice a large amount of upside to position more defensively. To achieve this goal, we are downgrading energy and replacing it with consumer staples. While energy could outperform in a cyclical rally, we do not believe low interest rates and Fed stimulus measures are enough to overcome the sector's issues. In our view, this sector swap allows us to position the portfolio more defensively without sacrificing upside. Here's key takeaways from the month. Healthcare. High risk of becoming a punching bag during 2020 election similar to 2016 election, figures 22 and 23. Consumer staples. Upgrade from underweight to neutral to increase portfolio defensiveness as Fed stimulus measures distort markets. Utilities. Maintain neutral rating due to elevated market risks, downside risk lower than average as year-over-year return nears. One standard deviation line, figure 44. Energy. Downgrade from neutral to underweight. Refer to page 13 for in-depth discussion. Cheap valuations aren't enough to justify neutral rating. Tech. Maintain overweight. Refer to page 15 and the July 24, 2020 strategy snapshot for in-depth discussion. Monitor stretch technicals, figures 66 and 67. Industrials. Favor active stock selection, figure 14. Percent outperforming and high-low index suggests strong breadth, figures 101 and 102. Real estate. Negative sentiment priced in. Unlike energy, we maintain real estate at neutral. Refer to page 27 for in-depth discussion. Thanks for listening to this month's Sector Insights from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.